This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Crude oil dropped another buck and change today, finished right about $95.50 a barrel, just a hair under. That's nothing, though, compared to what happened yesterday. Oil dropped more than $3 in just a matter of minutes. And almost as quickly, people started trying to find an explanation. Marketplace's Adrian Hill looks at why is so important to traders and why it's oh so hard to pin down.
There seem to be as many explanations for yesterday's price drop as there are people who get paid to figure these things out. The president might release oil reserves. It was Rosh Hashanah. Options were expiring. The stock market, the dollar, maybe a fat-fingered trade, a mistake.
It used to be you could just count the barrels of oil coming out of OPEC, and you look at demand in the United States. If it's going to be up, oil prices are going to be up. And if it's going to be down, oil prices are going to be down.
Phil Flynn is an analyst at the Price Futures Group.
At the end of the day, there are so many factors driving this market. I guess you could say it's not your grandfather's oil market anymore.
Today's whippersnapper traders want answers for what's going on ASAP. Walter Zimmerman is an analyst at United Energy.
We must have gotten 20 phone calls. What happened in energy? What did I miss?
First off, there's a lot of money at stake, and you're going to lose big if you're the last one to know what's going on. Zimmerman says traders are also pretty tightly wound up. Maybe a little traumatized.
Trust has been beaten out of the investor by the sharp up and downs really since the bursting of the internet bubble.
He says there's good reason for all of us to pay attention to big jolts, whatever the cause, because it helps us keep in mind
that the markets are not stable, they're fragile. This recovery is not solid, it's hope-based.
And that things can turn very, very quickly. I'm Adrian Hill for Marketplace.